And it's hard to get away from Donald Trump and his influence this morning. And drill, baby, drill, that was his mantra during the presidential election campaign. So will his election victory weaken efforts to limit global warming. Nations of the world meet in Azerbaijan next week for the COP29 climate summit, and it's now virtually certain that this year, 2024, will be the warmest year on record. Data from the Copernicus Climate Change Service indicates that temperatures will be more than 1.65 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels for the first time, and October was the 15th month in a 16-month cycle that global average temperatures exceeded 1.5 degrees. President-elect Trump left the Paris Climate Accord during his last presidency. Will he do that again? Dr. Kara Augustenberg is Assistant Professor in Environmental Policy at UCD. You're very welcome to studio. What are your worries about a Trump presidency and how quickly his influence could set back the climate agenda?
Yeah, well, I think we know that if a Trump presidency will have a negative impact on greenhouse gas emissions, if all of the Project 2025 policies were implemented, it would add 2.7 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions to the atmosphere by 2030. And to put that in context, that's about 45 years of Ireland's emissions. So that is a massive impact. But what we do know is that a lot of what Trump has said about scrapping the Inflation Reduction Act, which is providing a lot of investment into renewable energies, is unlikely to happen because 80% of that money is going into Republican constituencies. So it would be a bit like Obamacare, where he said he would scrap it and he didn't. So he will have an impact, but we have been here before. And what we have seen is that as a federal republic, the United States has an opportunity where blue states in particular will step into that leadership role. And we've seen them do that with the election this year, where they put reproductive rights on their ballots to mitigate against national politics. And I think they will do the same again. They will push the agenda at the state level instead.
Will he withdraw once again? Because he said he would again during the campaign from the Paris Accord.
Yeah, I expect he will, and it will take about a year. So that means that the US will have a seat at the table for the next two COPs, and that can be a very disruptive seat. But as Lawrence Tubiana, who's the chief architect of the Paris Agreement, said, it is stronger than any one country. And so there will be other countries that will step into that leadership position.
Now, the Copernicus report, and I suspect there's no surprise in this, that it is telling us that this year is going to be the warmest on record. This has been coming for a while.
Yeah, it really should be front page news in every publication in the world that we've exceeded this temperature limit of 1.5 degrees. And you don't have to be a climate scientist to look around you and what that means with respect to what happened in Valencia and Hurricane Milton and Helene in Florida. And so we are getting very, very close to that 2 degree temperature limit, which will mean that for all of us, life will become a lot harder. And that means we will have to spend a lot of money to build flood defenses, to retreat from coastlines, and to find new ways of producing food. So it's worth it for all of us to really ramp up implementation.
Yeah, but it's not front page news. It's not front and center of election campaigns. Climate wasn't mentioned hardly during the American election campaign.
Absolutely. And I mean, it should be front page news. It's shocking that it is not front page news. I think people are still, we've seen from surveys here in Ireland that people are very concerned about climate change. So it is a concern among the population. And
then there's COP in Azerbaijan. Taoiseach won't be attending, or Taoiseach won't be attending. They say it's because of the election campaign. Eamon Ryan, the outgoing Minister for Transport, will be there. Have you any expectation from COP?
Minister Ryan will have a chief role in that adaptation agenda item, so I think that's important. But what we'll see from COP this year will be largely focused on climate finance for developing countries. So how much money, who will pay, and what mechanism. So I don't think we will see the kind of ambition in terms of emissions reductions, but the expectation is that will happen in COP30 in Brazil the following year.
You are rueing the absence of climate as being a major agenda setter in the political campaign in the United States. How do you make it a central issue in the campaign here?
I think it's going to become more and more of a central issue as the climate changes. I mean, Middleton could have been our Valencia if the tide hadn't been working with us. So, you know, we will be witnessing more and more extreme climate events, and it will become more and more front and center in people's mind as that happens.
We will leave it there for now. Dr. Kara Augustenberg, Assistant Professor in Environmental Policy in UCD. You're also a member, of course, of the Climate Advisory Council. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.